Hey there, hockey fans. Welcome to the Power Play Sisters podcast, where the world of hockey meets sisterhood.
Let's talk about Frozen Frenzy. How many out of the 16 games did you watch?
Half of one.
Half of one.
I think I watched like maybe a period and a half of the Seattle-Colorado game. And that's only because Frozen Frenzy was on the day of my anniversary. And so like hockey wasn't really on the forefront of my brain, unfortunately. I was more focused on like spending time with my significant other. And the period and a half of the game that I did watch is because the TVs were on in the restaurant we were having dinner at. So that's the only reason I was able to even watch that. But he was watching it, like, also. And was, like, asking questions and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was, like, commenting on the different scores. Because as, like, you know, there's so many games happening at, like, one time.
Yeah.
He's, like, pointing out the different scores between the different teams and everything. And then was, like, asking questions about other ones. I'm like, bro, I don't know. I was paying attention to you all day.
I didn't know what was happening.
Yeah.
So, I was like flipping the channels between like five different games at one time, because you know it started at 3 on Western time and went all the way until 8 o'clock was like when the last game started for Frozen Frenzy. So as soon as like 5 o'clock hit and I got home, I was just flipping channels the whole time. I'm glad to hear though that day the Predators got their first win of the season.
Finally. They're on the board.
They're on the board, finally.
I know, I saw that. Because I was checking the scores on all of them. Mm-hmm. But, like, I saw that and I was like, oh, Ree's probably happy. They finally got a win.
As soon as I started talking shit, they did something.
Well, it be like that sometimes.
Yeah, it does. But I also watched, like, the Avalanche Seattle game. Which, I was expecting the Avs to win and they did. And McKinnon did his thing on the ice.
Yeah, I'm gonna be real, I don't remember too much from that game. Because also at that point, I was more focused on food.
You were just not paying attention, but that's okay. I was doing my best to watch all of these, but it was kind of hard to do because like they start so early. And it's also hard, I feel like, for the East Coast people too, because they go so late.
Yeah.
And, like, the poor men that were doing, like, the Frozen Frenzy special, they looked worn out. They were worn out, man.
I need to, like, go back and watch clips from it, honestly.
Like, they started in their suits all nice.
Yeah.
And then towards the end, like, when there was just the Vegas game that was left, they were like,
ha. Oh, look, a strawberry.
Oh, look, a strawberry. How really
That's how I felt like the men felt that did the Frozen Frenzy special. Because, you know, they were on East Coast time. So they were kind of just like, But yeah, there was like, I think a total of like 100 and something scores. Alright, so you get your calculator. Okay, let's do this.
Oh, we're not just looking up the...
I'm not sure. I'm afraid we need to use math.
How many?
Wait.
That's simple math.
7, 8. Am I adding 8 and 5 to 7?
Well, here's the thing. Because the Kings Vegas game, it was 1-6. So that's automatically 7. That's simple math for me to figure out. Oh, okay. Out.
Well, it's 13.
Okay. And 4. In total, how much is that?
That's 100.
So that night, there was 100 goals, period. That did not include the shutout that occurred with the Penguins and the Flames that went about 5 different rounds. So, Frozen Frenzy got a little cray-cray. Those were high-scoring games.
Hold on. I thought it was way more than that. Hold, please.
I'm holding. Unless they counted the shutout. I'm just going based off of like actual goals that were recorded.
98 goals.
So then how did we get 100?
16 games, 98 goals, 6.1 goals per game, 958 shots, 861 saves, 1 hat trick.
Mm-hmm. I think that was in Tampa as well.
I believe so. First goal was at 6:14 Eastern time. Last goal was 1:36 a.m. Eastern time.
Damn.
Fucking wild.
I love Frozen Frenzy. Like, I know it's hard on everybody, but I love it.
Yeah, so when I'm able to actually, like, pay attention to Frozen Frenzy and, like, watch the games and stuff like that, like, it's a good time for me. I enjoy it. I just think it's kind of, like, messed up because they typically do it around, like, the NBA Open every year.
Yeah. And so it kind of gets overshadowed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I also feel like just like the NHL in general, like nobody cares about it until it's playoff season. Because they're always like, there's no playoff season, like hockey playoff season. Which is true. But like, where were you during the regular season?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's not fair.
No.
You know, so Frozen Frenzy, it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoy Frozen Frenzy. I like when there's multiple games in one day.
It gives me something to do. Like, if there's only one game,
meh. Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to base my whole day around that.
Right.
You know what I mean? But, like, if there's multiple, I'll gladly sit there and just kind of...
All day.
Flip-flap through it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I have the ability to.
Okay, so Matt Rimp gets sent back down to the AHL. Did they say why? It's because of development type stuff, right?
That's how I'm understanding it, that it's a development situation because he played only like 40 something games with the Rangers last season, and he only played 2 so far this season. And in total, he spent 61 minutes in the penalty box. So I do believe that it is a developmental thing.
Yeah.
And not a... Just not anything to do with him. Like, he's only 22 years old.
Yeah.
You know, he's still young. He has time to grow from this. And I really think that the Rangers have other, like, potential players to use. And he was just kind of like, eh. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I saw this TikTok, speaking of Matt Rimpey, I saw this TikTok of this girl that was like, oh, I bought tickets to see the Rangers in March just to watch him play. Like, why would you do that?
I saw that.
And I think it's, like, I understand getting tickets to wanting to watch, like, a specific player play. But you never know what's going to happen with them. Like, how, for example, we wanted to go watch Celebrini play with San Jose. We weren't able to because he's on injury right now.
Right.
So, like, it's kind of hard to buy tickets for a game just for one specific player. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, there is that possibility of, like, injury or them being sent and whatnot.
Oh, also, correction. He played 17 games last season.
Damn.
With the Rangers and only 2 this season. So, in total, he spent 19 games with the Rangers and he got 61 penalty minutes. That makes it even worse. Well, so yes, it's a developmental.
So this one here says 71 penalty minutes in 17 games.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay, he's getting like a major every single game.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. That's insane, dude.
A 4-minute major.
That like no, yeah. Yeah. No wonder. It makes sense now, like.
But if you watched him play, like, he's just a fucking goon.
Right, which I think is what the Rangers wanted last season.
Yeah.
But now it's kind of just getting to a point because, like, doesn't that, like, those majors and stuff like that, those penalties, like, they negatively impact the team and the organization as a whole, right?
Yeah, I think because, like, also the NHL put in those new rules and regulations of, like, coaches' challenges on specific calls and everything. Yeah. And if they were to, you know, challenge a specific call, it would be a 5-on-3 instead of just a 5-on-4.
Right.
If they were to lose it.
Right.
So I think he just became a liability.
Potentially.
For the Rangers.
Well, if you think about, you know, I feel like last season, every other game he was in, it's like he was in the penalty box.
Doing something stupid.
Like every other couple minutes, like, oh, penalty call on, you know.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, that's so annoying. Like the stop and go of the game just because you decided to fucking check somebody and it's like not a good check and everything. Just to like, what? Prove something.
It's not worth it.
Yeah, it's really not, especially for the organization. So I mean, it makes sense. And this isn't like a means to demonize the AHL, because there are some really good players that are in the AHL. You know?
It's a good stepping stone, and I feel like some people prefer the AHL.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's not as much pressure.
Yeah.
And, like, you're not as publicized. Like, you can still live out your day-to-day life without any problems.
Right, yeah. Like you would in, like, the National Hockey League.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
And, like, they still make really good money. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it's a good stepping stone. It's a good place to start. So let him develop there. And I wish him all the best. And, you know, hopefully he gets picked up and he's able to show his support. But, dear, I think you need anger management.
No, I think he just gets a rise out of playing like that.
You think, like, he does it just to, like...
I think he does it on purpose.
Push buttons?
Yeah, like, I think he does it on purpose.
And that would make sense.
That goon-like behavior.
But again, I mean, he's 22.
Right, yeah.
He's still very young.
Right.
And he's 6'9". Did you know that?
Oh, I know. He's fucking tall.
He's like, the green bean giant, like...
Yeah, the Jolly Green Giant?
Yeah.
Man, I love green beans.
Sorry, green beans were a topic at lunch today. Away from the topic of Matt Rimp. Rimpy?
Rimp.
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 So did you see some of the Halloween costumes that have
come
out so far with the players?
Marc-Andre Fleury as McLovin.
Love that.
Iconic. You have the two brothers.
Who dressed up as
white chicks. And then, like, did you see in the WAG picture, they were in the picture with the WAGs and stuff?
Yeah. No, that was so funny because, like, I watched the video of, like, the behind the scenes of them actually doing it.
Oh,
and
shit.
The fact that, like, they put the wigs on and they were, like,
already in character.
Like, you know, like, how they do in the movie.
Amazing.
I know Vegas also had, like, their annual... like Halloween party, and Carlson and his wife went as like characters from Dune.
They went as Paul Atreides was Carlson and Emily Carlson was Lady Jessica, which is great because Lady Jessica in the second, like, Dune part two is pregnant. I want to say she's pregnant in the first one also, but she's definitely pregnant. But it is really weird because Paul Atreides is Lady Jessica's son in, like, the books and the movies and stuff.
Well, they're doing their best, okay?
But it was cute. It's super nerdy and, like, you know, they're just very nerdy people.
They are.
You know, so.
And then, like, Jack Eichel and Noah Hannafin. Eichel was the Mad Hatter and Hannafin
was Jack Skellington, right?
No, he was, Jack Sparrow.
Oh, that's right. Well, you know, Jack this, Jack that.
There's always a Jack
somewhere.
There's
always a Jack. Yeah. And then Blue Man Group was Nick Waugh.
Yes.
His wife and Aiden Hill and his girlfriend.
Yes.
So fucking funny.
I love it when it's Halloween season and you get to see, like, what all of these players dress up as.
Yeah.
Like, it's so much fun to me.
One player dressed up as someone from the Lord of the Rings, I want to say.
Yes, that is correct. That is very correct. But no, I haven't seen, like, much come out from the other teams. I don't know why. Maybe, like, it just hasn't, like, come across my feed here. But they put, like, so much time and thought into their costumes. Like, every single player does, and it's so funny. Like Paul Cotter as well, like him and his girlfriend went as Chucky and
Tiffany. My god. Cotter has a girlfriend?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
They started dating before, like, she got traded. Like, he got traded.
No.
To New Jersey.
No.
Or maybe it was just on the DL until it became serious.
Maybe. I mean, I feel like that's mostly how it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how Thompson and Lena were, like, on the DL until it became, like, a serious thing and stuff. So, I mean, it makes sense. Same thing with Swayman. So cute. I like when they do, like, matching outfits with their partners and whatnot.
Did you see that Heinz Ketchup responded to Connor McDavid hating ketchup?
No. I did not see that.
They put a post out that says, "How about now, Connor?" And it has Heinz and then his number 97
on
the bottle. I'm pretty sure he still hates it, but that's funny. The fact that they responded to
him. No, it's freaking hilarious.
It's, like, really, really funny in my opinion.
Did you see, what was it? Oh my god. Did you watch the Panthers game? Panthers versus Islanders the other night? I think it was last night.
No. I was too busy at the Vegas Golden Knights Sharks game.
Oh, yeah, I was there with you.
Yeah. I did not see that. Why?
Okay, because there is this clip from the game of...
I know Matthew Tkachuk came back. I know that.
Oh, yeah, this is very Chucky related. Because it's a very...
Chucky thing
Matthew
to...
Tkachuk thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
It was near the goaltender.
He checks the goaltender.
There's basically goalie interference involved.
Yeah.
And like a cross check or something like that. Whatever. Holding, cross checking, slashing, cooking in the kitchen. Like, yeah, basically that. And honestly, you know, I do have respect for Matthew Tkachuk just for being the type of player that he is. But also, like, leave the fucking goalie alone, man.
Isn't it rule number one in hockey, you don't touch the goalie?
It is, but also, like, look at how many times in the clip that he goes into the goalie's area. Like, you're not supposed to ever go into one. The goalie's area.
And he took his stick.
Yeah, he took his stick.
Two.
Cross check.
Three. Four.
Yeah, five. See? And, like...
He makes contact with him on six different occasions.
Right. And there's plenty of people that are saying that, like... But him doing what he did didn't interfere with the goalie from making the stop of the puck. But if you watch the clip back, it very clearly does hinder him. Because, like, first of all,
his stick is gone.
His stick is gone. Right? Here he is, kind of, like, checking him again. And then, look, he basically distracted him, which, okay, you should be paying attention anyways, but also, like...
No, but if you watch it...
But also, where was the Islanders' defense?
Yeah.
In that situation.
But, like, if you watch it, too, he's very clearly, like, holding him in a position where, like, he can't move. Yeah, like, he can't get out of it.
Yeah. And he's, like, in his area.
Yeah.
Like, where you're not supposed to be. So, like, how is that not called?
No, if I was, like, the Islanders coach...
I'd be pissed.
I would totally, like, challenge that.
I would, too.
Because that's just not... I've never seen something like that before.
That's some, like, crazy goalie interference right there.
Six different occasions you actually physically touch the goalie.
Mm-hmm.
And, like you said, where is the defense on the Islanders? Like, where are they?
Probably in the same place that the Sharks' defense was last night.
Oh my god, non-existent.
No, seriously. I get so upset because I'm always, like, rooting for the underdog in a way. You know what I mean? Because Vegas is technically sometimes an underdog, you know? Like, we're a good team, but because of how hated we are, like, it kind of makes us, like, an underdog, you know? So, like...
But I also don't understand the hatred.
Well, I do. I mean, I do, but I don't at the same time. But, like, with the Sharks and stuff, like, what the hell are you doing? That game last night, first of all, I already knew it was going to be a wash. Like, yeah. I already knew it was going to be a high-scoring game for Vegas, and I already knew that San Jose was going to lose. Mm-hmm. I just already know, just because of the track record that San Jose has, it's not good. It's not good at all. And, like, you know, like you said earlier, you know, yesterday and whatnot, they're going through a rebuild and stuff. But where?
Yeah, but that was also my story, was, yeah, they're going through a rebuild, but how long can it be an excuse for them?
Right. No, it's very valid.
Because I feel like I've heard Sharks rebuild for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Where are you rebuilding?
In the ground.
Yeah. Like, you're getting these players that were set in their areas with their teams, i.e., like, Toffoli, I understand Jersey shipped him off elsewhere during trade season before playoffs. I understand that. But then you grab Toffoli, and I feel like he's just sitting there suffering with San Jose.
Right.
And I feel like that's where players go to die, is San Jose.
Mm-hmm. Which is really sad, because just a couple years ago, they were really fucking good.
Yeah, but they also had Erik Karlsson. As soon as Erik Karlsson got the boot,
mm-hmm.
and got shipped off to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's kind of been downhill from there.
It's been downhill from there. And just, like, Joe Thornton also retiring.
Yeah. Brent Burns also used to play on the Sharks, too.
Yeah. But, like, that's where players go to die now, I feel.
Yeah.
And I really do hate saying that, because, like, San Jose is, like,
one of those teams that you think about when you think about hockey. At least I know it is for some people, like me personally, not really. But then I'm also like, why does California need 3 hockey teams in the state? Yeah. Like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know. San Jose is just one of those, like, you're always bad. But I love your fans because they're so, like, hard set and, like, dedicated to you. But it's sad watching it. It's right. Genuinely sad.
To be constantly let down by your team and stuff like yeah. that. I also think about the rookies, like Celebrini and Smith. Mm-hmm. You know, I think about them, but at the same time, it's like, well, you know, the team that you got on is kind of playing at the same level you are, too.
Right.
Because, like, watching Smith last night, the way that poor boy... Every, like, we talk about Cotter slipping on the ice and everything.
He turns around.
And he just falls.
Flat.
Talk about a baby deer learning how to walk for the first time.
Literally.
Because, like, that was Smith last night. And, like...
Yeah, but they get these rookie players. And these rookie players are like, yeah, like, I made it. I'm in the NHL. But at what cost?
Right.
This is, like, I feel like the Sharks are the AHL of the NHL.
Yeah.
Like, you either go there to learn or you go there to die.
Right. I know, and it's really sad.
It is sad because, like, they got Vinick from New Jersey. Mm-hmm. They have Toffoli. They have Smith. They have Celebrini. Like, they got some, like, good names on their roster.
They do, yeah. They're pretty stacked. I did notice that they have, like, a lot of really young players on the team, too.
Yeah.
Like, really young.
And that could be where the consequences are because, like, you have all these young kids.
Yeah.
Who are used to playing with... You know, people around their age, you know.
But they're not seasoned.
Exactly.
It's kind of the issue. Like, you need a good mix of, like, a seasoned veteran with a young and hungry kind of player in order for it to stack up and work the way that you want it to.
Correct. And that's why I feel like in Vegas it was a wash because they have the young ones, like Brennan Brisson. And then they have the old cats like Tomas Hertl, who literally came from the Sharks.
Right.
After... You know, Sharks captain was like, why would you pick the old dude? Old dude has been kicking ass and taking names. I don't know.
Old man got a couple assists last night. Like,
he got, like, 2 goals the other night.
Yeah, like, he's...
On Friday.
Like, I don't know, he's doing something. Maybe it's not the player, maybe it's the team.
Right.
I mean, and is it a coaching issue? Is it an organization issue? Like... Well, what's going on?
They're literally starting from the ground up. And I don't understand how you can start from the ground up and just be this terrible.
Crazy.
Because, like, you know, Chicago's going through the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Chicago, though, is actually doing something this season.
They're doing a lot better.
Than last season, yeah.
I mean, they're still 31st currently.
But they're not 32nd.
But they're not 32nd. And they're doing a lot better.
Yeah. That's so true, though.
But no, last night's game, it was just insane to me, like, how bad.
It was bad. I literally, like, sitting there was like, I'm embarrassed for these players. I'm embarrassed for San Jose as a city mm-hmm. and just as a, you know, a hockey organization. Like, I am embarrassed for you guys.
It's embarrassing to sit there and, like watch it.
You guys
just get obliterated. Like, for example, Vinick. Why the hell did you roll out of your spot, go all the way to the right drop point mm-hmm. for puck drop mm-hmm. to save a puck?
So I was thinking about that, and I'm in the back of my mind, I was like, where the fuck was the defense, though? He kind of had to play, like, his own defense, but obviously it didn't go in his favor because, you know, Carly got the goal afterwards.
Yeah.
But, like, that was still just, like, absolutely baffling to me. How just, like, 1 second he's there, and then the next he's, like, rushing out, you know, trying to, like, stop the puck. And it's like, what are you doing? You're better off just staying in net and just trying to stop it from going in.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're better than this. You're better than this. You came from Jersey. You're better than this. We saw you play with Jersey.
Like, and you did great.
You first of all, you deserve better mm-hmm. than what San Jose can offer you. Same thing, you know, for Toffoli and Celebrini and Smith and all of them, honestly. Mm-hmm. But, like, what was that?
That was a stupid play on his part. I'm going to be so honest.
But
I do agree with you. Like, he kind of had to play his own defense because...
Where were they?
Because look at it this way. In total for that game, Vegas put 42 shots on him.
Yeah.
And he let 7 of those in, I will say. But 42, I think genuinely during like the third period, he was like, if you don't care, I don't care.
Well, and honestly, why should you? I feel like that's kind of how a lot of players on San Jose feel too, is, well, nobody else cares, so why should we care? You know, like, we're getting paid regardless.
Yeah.
We're playing regardless of if we're winning or not.
Yeah.
I mean, it still sucks to see because, like, you know.
It's sad to, like, literally watch this team kind of play against themselves.
Yeah.
As well as playing against the other team. Like, yeah. They don't pass to each other. They mm-hmm. really don't.
No. It's more, I feel like they spend more time trying to get the puck out of their end.
Than actually trying to make a play. Yeah.
Because if I remember correctly, like, the whole game last night, like, they spent more time in their own end than in Vegas's.
No, they did. No, they really did.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
And then there was some, like, crazy penalties that they kept getting.
Oh, my God. And then the penalties that weren't being called. There were a few things that Vegas players did that should have been called as a penalty.
Dude, during the first, like, 5 minutes of the first period.
Just the whole first period in total.
Yeah.
There were, like, a handful that should have been called on Vegas that weren't called on Vegas.
Yeah, I saw a tripping. I saw a hooking.
I saw a slashing.
Yeah.
I saw so many of them. Like, whatever. And second period comes is when they finally start calling penalties. Mm-hmm. But they're calling penalties on San Jose. I'm like, okay, but what about Vegas and what we did in the first period? What about that? And then Vegas gets a penalty, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, okay, but, like, what about when San Jose did that in the first period?
Yeah.
What about that?
It was just, like...
That was a weird game last night.
It was a good game.
I mean, for Vegas, yeah.
But it was a weird game. Mm. Like, I was sitting there, I was watching it, I was like, what is happening?
No, for real.
Like, Smith, you're falling down, like... I literally looked up and he just went to go, like, turn around.
And he just, like, falls.
He fell down. Vinick doing what he did. And then, like, the fucking refs being, like, the three blind mice.
Oh, my God.
Like, it was so weird. And then, like, I thought there was this rivalry against the Sharks in Vegas.
What do you mean rivalry?
I thought there was a rivalry.
Oh, like, they hated each other?
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't there. I felt no rivalry vibes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, there were, like, a few fights that were started. Nothing crazy.
There were,
like, two or three fights. More, like, hair-pulling type of fights.
Debacles, I would call them.
If you could call them that, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, I just... That was embarrassing. What a horrendous fucking display San Jose put on. Like, how do you move forward as a player on that team? Like, how do you move forward from that?
I don't know.
Just in general. Because at this point, like, you were literally, first, dead last. You haven't won a single fucking game.
Yeah.
I think this is, like, the ninth straight game in regular season that they've lost.
It is.
It's, like, what, 0-7-2 right now.
Yeah, 0-7-2.
Like, there are two chances that they could have made it in an overtime win, but lost it.
Yeah, but I will give it to them. Like, they got those other teams to the point where, like, okay, I'm going to force overtime on you. You know, like, that's good.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that to, like, give a little grace with them.
Mm-hmm.
But just based off of their performance last night and then, like, the games prior, I'm embarrassed for you.
Yeah, it's an embarrassment, honestly.
Yeah.
But the Jets are still up.
Jets are still unscathed. Like,
Jets are, like, kicking ass and taking names right now. Still. No. They're still undefeated.
Mm-hmm. The Flames did give them a run yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, last I checked, it was, like, 6 minutes left in the third. It was 3-3, and I was, like, getting a little panicky. Mm-hmm. But Jets ultimately came out on top with 5-3. So, that's good. And then Dallas, too. Like, Dallas is right there with them.
Yeah. I know that last night's games were pretty high-scoring games.
Mm-hmm.
Some scores were still, like, pretty surprising for me. Like...
Like what?
As far as, like, who got what and stuff like that. The Flyers in the Wild game. That was a 7-5 Flyers win. That one was pretty surprising. Also, can we talk about how... I feel like the hype for Utah has died down.
The hype has died down.
Since opening, because this last, like, week or so, they've been not good. Like, they lost to the Kings.
No, the hype has died down, but I feel like that's, you know, kind of what happens, we can say.
I mean, because they were, like, they were up there, and now they're 19 in the league.
Yeah, they were, like, 12th, I thought, last time I looked. I don't know. But maybe they just got too cocky, and I mean, people are like, I'm sick of this. Oh, did you see that clip, speaking of Utah, when Utah played against the Bruins, and the Bruins head coach was screaming at Brad Marchand on the bench?
No.
Yes.
What?
Yes. He just, like, started screaming at him, like, da-da-da-da-da. Like, I don't know what the hell he was saying, obviously, because, like, they weren't mic'd up, and you know it, like, they don't show that portion mm-hmm. online, but he was, like, genuinely screaming at him.
Damn.
Brad Marchand.
The fuck?
You fucking rat.
You fucking rat.
Well, Marchie got the overtime goal win.
I saw that.
Last night.
For Nashville, yeah. Like, finally, we're doing something, Nashville. Yay!
It'll do something else.
Yeah. Like, keep going. Like, let's, like, keep this momentum going.
Let's keep these good vibes going. Yes. And then I want to talk about the Senators Vegas game on Friday. The last 6 minutes of that game.
Oh my god, that was insane.
Intense.
It was insane. Like the Senators were up and Vegas was down, and then all of a sudden it, like, flipped.
Yeah, it was crazy.
The fuck?
And, I mean, I kept screaming Megamind at the TV.
No!
Anytime I saw Mr. Brady, I was like, Megamind, Megamind. Like, sorry, Brady. Ever since somebody called you that, that's your new name. Did you see the jerseys that came out for the Nation face-off?
Yeah, they look AI-generated and generic. Like, they're boring.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that the All-Star jerseys from last season were boring. These are boring.
Yeah, no, the All-Stars were boring. Those were. They really were. But I just saw that they had shown those jerseys. And I mean, like, it just says Canada and, you know, USA. Yeah, and
Sweden. Oh, the Sweden one is actually kind of cool because it's true to, like,
their you nation, know. Yeah. Well, I will be tuning into that in February.
Yeah, I will too. Do you remember last season when that player got slashed in the neck with a skate? Adam Johnson. It was a whole fucking thing, and then that's when, like, neck guards came into play.
Yes.
Remember? Because he, like, basically died instantly from being, like, cut in the throat by a skate.
That was, like, in Russia, right?
Something, I think so. And it was, like, it was a whole, like, thing where people were saying the player that did it, he did it on purpose. He purposely tripped himself to, like, get his skate above neck or above the shoulder to slash him in the neck with his blade, stuff like mm-hmm. that. It, like, a whole thing, right? So, this season is, like, starting out there mm-hmm. for some teams and whatnot. And some other teams that he's played on and whatnot, and I want to say one of his very first, like, pro-ish teams, they did a 47 second moment of silence for him.
I saw that.
Because he was number 47.
I saw that. Whatever came out about that?
I think it was just determined to be an accident, and I think that the player was just fined. But I can only imagine, like, how that player feels, because it's like, damn, somebody died because of, like, an accident that I did. You know what I mean? I don't think it was, like, an intentional thing that happened. I do genuinely think it was accidental. Because sometimes the way that the players fall...
Yeah, and then, like, how they try to, like, move to, like, protect themselves.
Yeah.
Or, like, just the way that they fall and then, like, you're right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
think about the Bruins player that got slashed in the eye.
Oh my god, I know.
With the skate last season, too.
Yeah.
His eyeball was pretty bad. I don't even know if he's back playing yet. I haven't looked into that. I probably should. But, like, I remember seeing it happen on the TV, and I was like, oh my god. I feel like just, like, skate injuries are, like, the scariest things to me.
Yeah.
Like, when blade makes contact with anywhere on the body, it's just, like, terrifying.
The blade in general.
Yeah.
You literally have knives on your feet.
Sharp.
Like, you literally have weapons on your feet. Like, you need to be careful.
You're dancing on weapons.
You're dancing on weapons? No.
Something like that. I don't know.
So about the Kachuk interference thing, somebody had said goaltender interference, regular interference, unsportsmanlike conduct, anything else? Like,
goalie interference times three. That's what I would have said. Goalie interference times chess.
It's just kind of weird how, like, none of that gets called, but, you know, God forbid somebody, like, accidentally trip a player trying to get the puck, you know, out from them or whatever. Like, God forbid that gets called and they get like a 10-minute major for that. But Matthew Tkachuk can go do Matthew Tkachuk bullshit and it's totally fine.
Well, that's what happens. Like I said, three blind mice. Three blind mice. Also, I've noticed that the Capitals team, like their social media team, has really been stepping it up.
Yeah. I've seen like, some posts too.
They've been doing like really good, like with their social media, I feel.
Yeah, they've really been stepping it up for sure. I feel like more teams need to kind of step it up.
I do agree. Like, I feel like it's just like the same thing with teams over and over. Like, oh, here's today's lineup for the game, and then it's a win or a loss.
Yeah,
you know. I feel like if you want to really get your team out there, and like, especially like with this new generation, social media needs to like be a prominent thing.
Agreed. Oh my god. Okay, I just saw this thing. San Jose Sharks are the first team in NHL history to begin consecutive seasons with 9 losses. This season and last season.
Stop it.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Somebody said their roster ain't even bad enough to be 0-9, and like, that's what I'm saying. You have good players. What are you doing?
They literally got CeCe from the Oilers, too.
Oh my god, I forgot about CeCe.
Yeah.
Why did I think CeCe went to, like, the other blue team? Kraken. Seattle. Why the fuck did I forget their name?
The other blue team, we literally have, like, multiple blue teams.
I know.
Seattle, St. Louis Blues, like, the literal blue team. The Jets, if you want to say that.
True.
So, did you know, speaking of CeCe, he currently has a 126 game drought from the last time that he scored.
God damn.
Yeah. I mean, he's a D-man, too.
Well, yeah, okay, so him scoring is not really, like...
Needed.
Right.
Necessary. But, like, 126 games?
I can't. Okay. There's a guy on Calgary,
mm-hmm.
Justin Kirkland, has the same last name as us.
I looked it up. We're not related.
I honestly am not surprised by that. He says that he's hoping he'll maybe get his Costco membership fee waived for something, like his last name.
So if he can do it, can we do it? Like, that's where I'm curious.
I don't know, but I guess his nickname is Costco.
No, literally, I saw this man in Calgary.
Oh my god, and it said Costco 98. Yeah, 58.
God. That's a new way for it to say Kirkland.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, but like, if he can get his Costco membership, wait, can I?
Yeah.
Like, I just spent $700 at Costco. That's a lot, Costco.
Tyler Myers on the Canucks played his 1,000th game, right? So you know how, like, they play those games and they get their little, like, you know, silver sticks and whatnot?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Quinn Hughes gives his kids mini silver sticks. Did you see that?
No.
He gives them mini silver sticks.
But that's cute.
It's the cutest thing ever.
That's so sweet. Like, you know, being his captain and everything. Like, that's so nice.
Yeah, I know. It's adorable, right? Oh. And the little jackets that the kids were wearing, they have the names of the teams that he's played on and everything over his career.
I love watching those, like,
his honorary. Daughter's face was, like, really funny. She was, like, mean mugging. And everybody's like, put her in the game. She's ready. I'm like, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Get the little bean out there.
No, for real.
Also, I don't know if you've seen this, but, like, I caught on to this. Maybe this was a fluke. I don't know. But when, during Frozen Frenzy, how, you know, Kraken was playing against Avalanche, Jessica Campbell mm-hmm. and the other head coach were, like, wearing, like, matching outfits, kind of.
Oh, I didn't see that. That's cute.
I don't know if they do that every game, so, like, I'm gonna have to, like, keep an eye on it. But I was like, oh my god, this is, like, gold, you know? Like, aww. They wore, like, the same shade of, like, gray.
That's so cute. Okay, so I know during off-season there were a lot of, like, trades and acquisitions and stuff like that. So, if we just kind of go back and look at some of the players that were traded to different teams and whatnot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I know we were talking about Tyler Toffoli earlier, right? Mm-hmm. So far for San Jose, he's got 9 goal points. 4 goals, 3 assists, 7 points overall. Hold on, I wonder who is leading the Sharks.
Yeah, let's find
first of all.
In the end of time, the Otis knew the way.
I can't.
Okay, so Toffoli is actually second after Michael Granlund.
Mm.
So, I mean, great acquisition for the Sharks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because Toffoli's helping them at least. So at least there's that.
And Alex Winberg went on there.
Oh, he did, huh?
From Seattle.
They also acquired Mackenzie Blackwood.
I don't get it. I really don't. I'm sorry. This is not a Sharks hate podcast. It's really not. But I'm not understanding.
I mean, they acquired some good players from Jersey, and I don't...
I mean, somebody has to be last, you know? Like, somebody has to be last in the league.
Right.
But, like... getting this many games in and still not winning one, there's a problem.
I mean, we'll see what happens in the next game that they play. You know, because, I mean, 9 straight losses last season, then they finally won one. So, I mean, like, hopefully, you know. It looks like a good majority of, like, players that were traded are sitting at about the seven point range for the teams that they've gotten traded to. Paul Cotter's got 7 points right now. JJ Moser's got 6 points for the Lightning. Stefan Nosen's got 9 points for Jersey. So, I mean, a lot of these acquisitions look like it's, like, a good thing that's happened.
Yeah.
For the teams that have acquired them, so, I mean.
Yeah, I think being, like, you know, several games in, I think it's easy. Like, it's better to tell now. Like, it's easier to tell, like, how these games are gonna go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Do you feel like at this point you can kind of like do a...
In November. Yes.
Oh, yeah. We still have like a week until November.
Yeah.
All right.
In November, yes.
So next week...
I'm
gonna expect your predictions for playoffs.
I'm gonna expect your predictions too.
Okay.
Okay.
We're gonna stack it up then.
We're gonna
see what happens.
Stack it up and see what we have.
Okay.
Alright, you guys, that's all for this week's episode of the Power Play Sisters podcast. We greatly appreciate you guys tuning in each week as Marie and I get to talk about something that we genuinely love and are enthusiastic about. So if you guys could just give like a like, a follow, rating, anything wherever you listen. And don't forget to follow our Instagram page and our Twitter page, Power Play Sisters Podcast. And don't forget to tune in next week where we're going to continue to discuss hockey.
Bye!